Davin's Den is Wrecking Ball Radio.
Hello, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den, Filling the Void. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than needing a doctor's note.
Mm-hmm.
I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I am joined by Joe Curry.
Hello.
And Pip Helix.
Hi, everyone.
On the show, we'll be talking with Cassie Peterson, who is a contestant on this year's MasterChef. We'll discuss some myths about your favorite reality TV shows. Joe has a fresh off the presses, you stink, because Joe went into public, and we know what happens when that happens. So we'll talk about that. And a note from Donald Trump's doctor that would make Nigerian scammers laugh at the craftsmanship. We'll go over it. We'll see, is it legit, not legit? It's kind of funny. It's very funny. So I was on vacation in Vermont last week.
Yeah, how'd that go?
Yeah, well, it's Vermont. It's Vermont.
Not much action. Pretty views.
What?
Pretty views.
I live in a place where there's pretty views.
That's true. So why did you have to go there?
Damn good question, Joe.
Was it for the fresh maple syrup?
Well, we did get some of that, so yes.
Okay. Well, I was expecting that answer.
Me, food, yeah.
In, all in.
Yeah. So they went up, my family went up. It was all my sisters-in-laws, all three of them.
Mm-hmm.
My mother-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
My nephew. My niece. My wife, my daughter, me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All going up there in this house.
Animals?
And a dog.
Mm-hmm.
And a dog.
A puppy.
Thought so.
Yes, and a dog. Nice dog. I'm not a big fan of dogs. Nice dog, though.
That's They're a loud. Nice dog.
It is a very nice dog.
Yeah.
Very nice dog.
Yeah.
Just a dog. It's loud. I like dogs. Dogs are fine. I like quiet. You would, which you wouldn't believe. But
You wouldn't know that from who you picked to be your co-host.
I picked a bear. I was supposed to go up Sunday, but we filled in for a morning show on Tuesday. So I was going to go up after the show on Tuesday. So I get a text from the wife Sunday evening. There's a problem up there because it's been very hot. Remember, it's very hot.
It was
oppressively hot.
Yes. They don't have air conditioning.
Oh.
That ain't good.
No.
Oh.
And apparently the thermometer in there was 100 degrees when they walked in.
Oh, man.
Ooh.
But they were like, well, it's Vermont. You don't need air conditioning on the lake. I'm like, no, you always need air conditioning. I had two requests if I was going to go along on this. One, that there was Wi-Fi, internet. I need my internet.
Yes.
And I need air conditioning.
Yes.
Those are the two things I need.
Okay.
Because I am not looking to rough it. Why?
You're
on vacation.
No.
Yeah, exactly. If I want to rough it, I'll travel to Michigan through the night. I do that enough, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you know what my car has that this place didn't have? Air conditioning.
Did you sleep in there?
What? In my car?
Yeah.
I have.
And the thing about it is comics, you know, we're on the road.
Yeah.
And you live out of a suitcase, you live in your car, you do a show, you get 3 hours of sleep, now you're driving 10 hours. When it's vacation time, you don't want shenanigans.
No.
You want relaxation.
So, right. So the wife
and comfort.
The wife texts me Sunday night because it's very, very hot.
Ugh.
That she's sweating her brains out. Ugh. Which is so sad because I'm in bed with central air.
Who is she? I'll rip her eyes. Oh, no.
Yeah, central air. That's her stage name.
Yeah.
So I was feeling good about myself.
Yeah.
I was feeling good about my decision not to go. So I get up there, and my brother-in-law is out of commission. We've had on the show, actually.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
He was out of commission with gout.
Ooh.
Yeah, so he's in a bad way. So I go up there. Everybody's very nice. We play a game of Taboo. It's a board game. It's a guessing game. I don't know if you know. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
We've been playing a game of Heatstroke.
Yeah, well they got fans, Joe. They got fans. Okay. And I brought a fan with me. It's not a good vacation when you have to bring fans with you. Yeah.
Well, you're moving the hot around.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you're not. Yeah, you're
yeah.
just
but
moving
it's better than not moving the hot around.
True. But
I don't know.
Not
sometimes
much.
The way with the humidity. All
it's
right.
better. So we play a game of, we play some Taboo. Which I'm not going to explain either. You know it or you don't know. But I'm participating. I'm not doing my usual creepy, reclusive self and, you know, going in my own place, which I could have done because we had a very long day on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you got up there?
Yeah, I got up there Tuesday evening after we had lunch.
How long of a drive was it?
About 4 hours.
All right, that's not bad. All right, so now you're playing. You're nice enough. You're playing a game.
So the game breaks up.
Yeah.
And my wife's older sister is in the dining area. On her computer. Adjacent to that is the living area where the TV is, the living room, and it's just me and my nephew on the TV.
Right.
So I'm clipping around, and who's on one of my favorite entertainers working the circuit today, Donald Trump. Donald Trump's giving a speech.
Okay.
Well, I want to see Donald. I love watching Donald Trump. I'm a big fan of Donald Trump. So I put on the Trumpster, my guy. All of a sudden, my sister's like, oh, no, you're on vacation. You're not watching that. I'm like, what?
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 Yeah, like, what? Excuse me? I'm like, no, I'm watching it.
No, no. Yeah. No, no.
Yeah. Exactly. Now, my nephew is just looking at me like, she's nuts. And I'm looking at him like, she's nuts.
Yeah, it's like, I'm sorry, lady, but I'm not on your vacation. I'm on mine.
No, you can't watch that. I'm like, no, I'm going to watch it. She's like, well, get headphones for the TV. I'm like, get headphones for your computer. I'm not getting headphones for a television.
No. Yeah.
She's like, well, I'm going to time it. You have 2 minutes to watch. I'm like, you can time all you want.
Is this a vacation?
This is how I'm starting my vacation.
Oh.
I'm sorry, this is your sister-in-law or your mother.
Exactly. So I'm watching it. And so I'm watching, and in the other room, she's cranking her computer. So now I have to crank the TV. So now, unfortunately, it was teleprompter Trump. Teleprompter Trump is not as entertaining as improv Trump. Improv Trump, you gather the kids around. Well, no, not the kids. But other people, you get some popcorn because we're about to be entertained.
Yes.
We're going to hear something. Some funny things, some offensive things, some puzzling things, maybe some things that make sense. It's a show.
But you have to hear the tone of voice.
Yes. I mean, when Trump is off teleprompter, it's quite entertaining. But when Trump is on teleprompter, he's being presidential.
Right.
It's very boring. But now I have to watch. I'm spite Trump watching.
Yes, of course.
Because I would have bailed on this boring speech he was giving.
Oh, you're probably sitting there going, oh, I should have watched the Discovery Channel. But I'm not.
I'll be damned if I'm watching that
now.
They're
not even good cable channels. They don't have, like, movie channels and stuff. Yeah. So I'm, like, watching this. And now I'm watching longer than I would.
Right.
Only because.
You just told us that.
Exactly.
Only because.
Yeah.
I completely get that.
Yeah, so I was watched way more Trump than I intended to.
Yeah.
So that was my introduction to the vacation.
That's like me watching a Hillary speech, and there I am, you know, bah, 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 popcorn done, bah, 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 bah. Just because I'm watching it.
At least Donald will make you laugh.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but you would choke on that popcorn
shell.
Yeah, I know.
That's
not a good move for you.
But there was emails in her popcorn and popcorn in her emails. So then we went shopping the next day, and I found this was very exciting. I found a place where there was underoos.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know this still happened.
I didn't either.
I'm wearing my Batgirl underoos right now. So
you got to be kidding me.
You want to look?
No.
Let That's me see. Defen-
So then we go.
Why are you wearing underoos?
I'm not stupid. It's a radio show. Right. I'm wearing nothing.
That's even worse. That's even worse.
You should see the screwed up look on Jim's face. He's like, ew.
Good. That's the reaction I wanted. Picture that on your ride home.
You're
going to find
the
bear. Come here.
Me and nothing will be your last image as you go down a bear's gullet. Nothing will make me happier.
He won't be yelling help. He'll be yelling underoos. Ah!
Good. So then we go to the Vermont State Fair.
Okay.
State fairs are usually good.
I guess.
The politicians like to stop by there, eat a corn dog. Mm. A couple years ago, I went to the New York State Fair. I saw Tesla, which is a major band.
Yeah.
At this state fair, we were not getting Tesla. We were getting an Aerosmith cover band.
An Aerosmith cover band?
Yeah,
but actually, that's in your wheelhouse.
No, no.
It?
No, no. A cover band Aerosmith is not in my wheelhouse. I can still see the real thing.
Okay.
So they're walking around. The rides are lame. There's cows. And right across the street from the right across the way from the cows, because they do the 4-H stuff with all the farm animals.
Right.
They're selling barbecue. Thought that was a little mean.
Oh.
A little mean.
Oh.
Look at the cow. Hey, why don't we watch the Aerosmith cover band? I think Draw the Line's about to start.
As the cows are going, we smell delicious.
I think the cows would be more into the Get a Grip album, because there was actually.
Ah! That's the one with Elma on it.
I didn't like how they branded Elma, but good album. So, it was very lame, the fair. We were there for a couple hours. Vermont, very lame state fair.
Mm-hmm.
Friday night, the hot water heater breaks.
No! No!
So, there's no hot water.
Place stinks.
We have, like, 8 people.
I took one of the last showers.
Of course you did.
Of course
well,
I did.
But it was 90, so I guess that was a welcome.
Yeah.
You know?
The niece gets sick with strep and conjunctivitis.
Ew, oh,
no, very, very contagious.
The brother and the daughter is now sleeping in our room. She was not supposed to sleep in our room. She's been in our room the whole time.
To get away from the guy?
Just because she didn't want to go in the other room.
Oh, okay.
So, and now the brother-in-law's gout is acting up again. So Saturday comes. First, the
anybody
niece,
have cholera you could have brought? Holy cow.
I didn't bring it. So Saturday morning, first the niece goes to the clinic. And then a couple hours later, the brother-in-law, her father, goes to the clinic because the original nurse practitioner under-prescribed for the gout medicine.
Yeah.
So this is the last thing, and then we'll take the break. So on Saturday, I'm playing with the kids. I'm playing with my nephew, who's like 16. I'm playing with my daughter. So we play some wiffle ball. Remember I told you the wiffle ball?
Yeah. Yes.
Playing some wiffle ball. So we have, like, you hit it past a certain thing, single, double, triple, home run.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's me and my daughter versus my wife and my nephew.
Yeah.
So my wife is pitching to me.
Okay.
Before she pitches, I go, you should move back. I don't need to move back. I'll just duck. All right. She pitches. Line drive right to the throat. She went down like a ton of bricks. Which just goes to show, ladies, don't make your man have to tell you twice. You're listening to Davin's Den. Don't go anywhere. We are back. You are listening to Davin's Den, Fill in the Void. Thank you for hanging out with us. On the phone with us, the one and only Cassie Peterson from this year's MasterChef. Hello, Cassie.
Hi, Davin. Thanks for having me in your den. I dressed up just for you.
I love what you're wearing. You're just way better than everybody else. At least I had on underoos until Joe complained and made it mean.
Well, some complain.
Who doesn't love underoos? I'm wearing a Yoda onesie just for you.
I love that.
All right, you guys, scram. I'm doing a different show.
Right.
I like her direction from what different than what I had. We were just going to talk about a cooking show, but she's talking about a different type of cooking.
Sexy she is.
You ruined it. You ruined everything.
I know. I am the ruiner of the show. Do you not know me?
That's what you're here for.
Yes.
All right, Cassie, we're going to try to get this back more family friendly, although we'll do a different show later on. So you were on MasterChef, and I'm a fan of the show. When you watch MasterChef, they show you cooking to get picked to get an apron. If you get an apron, that means you're a contestant for the show, the one of 20. What is the audition process before that like?
Before that, you get to pick a city nearest you, which for me that was Minneapolis because people forget that there's civilization in Iowa. So I went to Minneapolis, and
you're representing Iowa. How it's not a flyover state.
Yeah, no, it is. Like we wave when people fly by, or you know, tell them there is a difference between Ohio and Idaho and Iowa. It really confuses people when you tell them that.
Okay.
It does. But so I took my cooler with some chicken wings and an alien I carved out of a carrot, packed it up, and drove to Minneapolis in the middle of the night to stand in line, and turns out they're really intrigued, like, by my life story, which is that I'm from Iowa, and they treated me like I was from another planet.
So you really think that was the hook, the fact that you were in a state that they didn't have a lot of competitors from?
They've never had a competitor from Iowa, ever.
Wow.
And I think the last time someone from Iowa has been on reality TV was The Bachelor 2 years ago.
Interesting.
Do you think maybe they treated you like an alien because you carved one out of a carrot?
I did. I carved one out of a carrot. I just, I don't know. I don't want to explain why I learned to carve things out of vegetables.
Because it's Iowa.
That's what we do here.
Now, okay.
Of our specialty.
Now, the dish that
you whittle.
The dish that you got passed on, you marinated your chicken wings for a week, right?
I did. I marinated my chicken wings for a week. They were actually awesome chicken wings from the Democratic wing ding that we had in town. So
Joe, you
Hillary
wouldn't like them. But like,
yeah,
they're
kind of big deal chicken wings.
Well, listen, I would never argue with your chicken wings, Cassie. But I thought you couldn't. I thought like you couldn't keep chicken marinating for that long. I thought it goes bad after a couple of days.
Nope, you can marinate it for a while. It gets really tender and juicy and just soaks up all the flavor. Mm. And then I cooked it three different ways. So I baked, I grilled, and I fried it. So it just had all sorts of unexpected textures.
Unexpected.
And then I just threw them on a plate with an alien, and they're like, whoa, how come I didn't think of that?
Well, Cassie's schooling the chefs.
Yeah. You're making me incredibly hungry, by the way.
She's making me incredibly something else, but that was just the way that she was describing things. Anyway, so when they say, okay, you know, we want you to be part of the show, because I've talked to people that were on Hell's Kitchen, and they said, we want you to act a certain way, we want you to play a character, because they do that in a lot of the reality shows. Do they have a character for you, or they just let you be you?
Well, I mean, a little bit of both. I was definitely me because kind of what you see is what you get. I'm a, kind of a wild card. I always dress like a child, so anything that you'll find in the Target kids department, I'm probably wearing. So
you know, that's
really
where I go looking for people.
Yeah. It's all we've got here, so I gotta make good use of it. But so
she was wearing wearing the most adorable onesie Guns N' Roses shirt when I met her.
I was, yes. When in Michigan, wear Guns N' Roses.
Absolutely. I was wearing Billy Joel.
Yeah. But, I mean, they gave me, like, the weirdest wardrobe. I swear they pulled it from MasterChef Junior. My pants on the first episode were unicorns. My pants the second episode were cats.
See, that explains it, because I've watched past seasons, too, and they will, like, focus on, like, a female contestant's shoes. Like, she always has, like, these wild shoes. So Cassie's giving, like, some insight. They are trying to create something, I guess, to stand out?
Yes. So everyone has their thing, and I guess when you look at me, I guess I'm the chick with the cheap leggings. That's what I strive to be. Look, Mom, I made it. I'm the girl with the cheap leggings.
That's very...
Hey, you're horning in on my territory.
No, you're just the cheap everything else, Pip.
Oh, yes, I'm just the cheap girl. I'm sorry.
So, like, can you suggest, hey, I really don't want to wear unicorn leggings. Can you suggest that, or you got to go with what they give you?
No, you go with what they give you. And Gordon Ramsay wasn't a huge fan of my attire, but he liked me because he said I was so unusual, he just doesn't even know what else to say. So I guess that's a compliment.
Absolutely. What's Chef Ramsay like when the cameras aren't rolling?
When the cameras aren't rolling, he is so sweet. It's all a facade. He's funny, and he's sweet, and he's like 9 feet tall.
He's 9 feet tall?
Yeah. Oh, he's really tall. But Wolfgang Puck, on the other hand, I'm quite convinced is the Swedish chef from The Muppets, because I've never seen them in the same room together.
I think she's making comments about his meatballs.
No, hey, no. It's a family show.
Oh, that's true.
What's Wolfgang Puck like when the cameras aren't rolling?
He is everything that you would expect him to be. He was in and out and back at his restaurant on his jet, and I don't know. He told me that he asked me if my food was worthy of him to leave his restaurant for.
Oh, wow.
And I just wanted to ask if he's actually been to one of his restaurants before.
Wow.
But, you know, I kept it nice.
Yeah, that sounds very nice.
Yeah.
Oh, snap.
Sounds like you guys were vibing.
Anything.
What?
He didn't like me. And I, you know, like in Iowa, we're all very nice to each other. And he wasn't very nice.
Hmm.
Yeah, my mom always said, like, no matter what people put in front of you, you have to try it. And he did not try my food. So that's kind of breaking a big Iowa law.
Well, wait, let's talk about your food.
Stores, and they're like, I can't believe that Wolfgang Puck didn't try your potatoes.
But, Cassie, let's talk about those potatoes. You're a fan of the show. You have an idea of the type of presentation and what it has to look like. You know, for these chefs, because it's television, maybe not, that they're eating with their eyes as much as their mouth. You know it has to look appetizing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean,
in that moment, I thought for sure there's a way that I could somehow pull this off and make it look good. And I have a plating technique. It's called high, hot, and a heck of a lot. And that's all I know how to do.
Good girl.
Yeah. So. Expecting a bunch of West Coast people to understand that wasn't really flying, because people are watching the show. They can't taste it from the other side. So I should have known that.
But you kind of did what a comic does. Well, no matter what the situation, we can overcome. So you never thought at any point as your potatoes, because what were they, fried? What was it, fried potato salad?
Fried potato salad.
Yes, I remember. Yep. There was no point where you go, I can't make this work. You plowed ahead.
I did. I kept going. I was kind of, can I say, screwed about halfway through. I have little T-Rex arms, if you guys didn't see that. And they put my fryer on the other side of my counter, and I couldn't reach it.
Oh.
So when I tried to reach it, I dropped a knife straight into my foot.
Oh!
Yep. And so I called for the medics. There's about 200 medics on set, and they came over, and I told them to take my shoe off, and they didn't understand why. And, yep, there was my shoe was filled with blood, and so they were pretty impressed that I was the first chef to cut my foot open.
Oh,
see, they usually show that stuff. They
and
love showing
them. I thought me being in the bottom would be, you know, kind of a fun way to really show how clumsy I am and, you know, make some drama, but they didn't.
So, I mean, what do you, when Wolfgang Puck tells you, I'm not trying that, I mean, what's going through your head? I mean, because that doesn't happen that often.
No, you know, and I was like, okay, well, hopefully, you know, the guy next to me made hash browns and the other guy made cauliflower mashed potatoes, which to me is not a potato. I thought that I was safe. And, you know, you're never safe in the MasterChef kitchen, ever. Ever.
No.
So it was hard. It was brutal.
When you get eliminated, do you go home or do they keep you holed up in a hotel for a while?
Oh, no. I went straight back to the biggest snowstorm of the year.
Ugh.
After being in L.A. sitting by the pool when it was 70 degrees and they told me to go back inside because it was cold out.
Wow. And then they're like, scram, take your potatoes and get to stepping.
Yep, exactly. And the production kind of cast wrangler guy came up to my room where I had to wait 4 hours and brought me a plate of French fries.
Ooh.
He said, you got to be stinking kidding me right now.
Yeah,
and
really. It's like
fries at him. Yeah.
It's like, thanks for rubbing the potato,
exactly.
The salt in the wound.
Your last meal is what you were trying to cook.
Exactly. I'm like, I don't want potatoes. And, oh, man.
Well, you can see the looks on our faces, but Joe and I were looking at each other like, oh, man, fried potato salad.
Oh.
When
so
like,
good.
That sounds great.
It's so good.
You can make it for me and Joe anytime.
Please.
I will come make you fried potato salad whenever you want.
Yay.
Nice.
Look at her. Isn't she a sweet girl?
Yes.
She's nothing like you guys.
Well, because from New York.
Yeah.
We probably don't deserve your fried potato salad, but we would welcome it.
You know what? Anyone who is willing to try it is a friend in my book.
Well, that's not really a great thing for a cook. Are you willing to eat this crap?
No.
I want to put that on the business card.
You'd be very surprised. Yeah. Try it if you dare.
I like that. It's kind of like our show, Listen If You Must.
Yeah, well, Joe and I dare to go where Wolfgang Puck would not.
You guys are very brave.
Yes.
Did you feel...
I'm sorry?
I was just going to ask you if you felt that the cameras did a good job of depicting what the show is really like.
Let's just say that as I've watched the season so far, it's exactly how I thought it would go, but they're missing out on a lot of things that actually happen, things that I thought would definitely make the show. If they made a whole show out of the things that they don't show, the ratings would be awesome.
All right, give us a little taste. Give us a little what aren't they showing that we should know?
Man, there were some pretty good battles that no one saw. There was a father-daughter battle. The guy who's actually in the bottom three with me, Wild Bill, he's an older guy. He battled his daughter. You know, people are crying. People are screaming at the judges. They just can't take defeat. That stuff is stuff that needs to be aired.
They don't show them screaming at the judges?
MasterChef.
Oh.
What?
You got to show them screaming at Ramsey or Christine.
That'd be pretty cool. Yeah.
I would love that.
Yeah, that would be an awesome show. And I heard some pretty epic Ramsey quotes that would never make it to air in any TV show. And for that, I feel like I got to check the ultimate off my bucket list. Like you wouldn't believe.
Are you still like, do they like say, hey, you can keep in contact with us? Because I know they've done that like with some of the last, with some of the finalists. They do that when you're, like, earlier eliminated?
Yeah. So we all keep in really close contact. I'll be going to Vegas in a couple weeks for the finale, which is exciting. And the gang will be back together again. And really, we're just a bunch of nerds who just want to do nothing but cook. So we were the popular ones in high school, if you can imagine.
I never sat at your table. I don't know. I was not.
We didn't sit at anyone's table. We were the ones in the bathroom stall with our lunch by ourselves.
Well, I was in my underoos sitting by myself. But what are you going to do?
Everybody was afraid of you.
We were in the same chess club.
Yay!
The same chess club.
I suck at chess because I've never played it. But has this affected your career? Has this helped you?
It's actually helped me because in Iowa, like, when you make something fried, you are speaking your people's language. So they've been very accepting, kind of like I've gone through some sort of, like, a family member death. They ask me if I'm okay. They called to check on me. And, yeah, I got to meet my celebrity crush, Chris Soules from The Bachelor. We got to go eat fried food at the State Fair.
Aww.
It wasn't the Vermont State Fair, but it was
No, your State Fair had good stuff. Mine had cows on death row. I don't want to wind up in the barbecue stand. Yuck. Stupid Vermont. Wow, only Vermont can make you want to go to Iowa.
Well, I've never heard that sentence before. That I want to go to Iowa, but I suggest it. If you ever have a chance to go to the Iowa State Fair, you have to go. It's definitely an experience.
Well, when I run for office, I most certainly will, because that seems to be where all the politicians
go. In order to be president, you have to come to the Iowa State Fair.
I'm going
to
have some fried potato salad at the Iowa State Fair.
Yes, I'll be there at my fried potato salad stand selling cups of fried potato salad. Mm.
So you had a cupcake store. What are you doing now?
I did. Right now, you know, it's actually kind of funny. I've decided to learn about farming, so I'm actually traveling to different farms and trying to educate myself on the state that I live in and try to get other people excited about farms. Doesn't that sound like fun?
No. but you know what? If I was going to talk to somebody at the 4-H, I would rather talk to Cassie than the people I was talking to.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Yeah. See, because there is this discussion post going around on the internet about how I was a fake kind of plant in the show because there's no way I could be from Iowa because I have a big booty. Yeah.
What?
So I'm kind of trying to go to my Iowa roots, I guess, and show off my state of fields.
I feel bad. Because I met Cassie, it wasn't in Iowa, but I didn't look at her booty. I feel bad. Like, I feel like since I've met her in person, I shouldn't have an opinion on this.
You missed an opportunity.
Right.
And this also tells me that in Iowa, no black people. Because if there was, there'd be bigger booties.
Really? You're representing until they get some actual black people.
I'm guessing all the brothers are digging what Cassie's dealing. Yeah. Little junk in the trunk?
Yep. My boyfriend's name is Davin also.
Wow.
And he's from Detroit, and he tells me that he's an honorary brother here in Iowa.
He's got street cred. Yeah.
Because of your junk in the trunk?
In the what?
Yeah, he came straight from Detroit and found the girl with the biggest booty, and we're just a fine pair.
I like that he was on a mission.
Yes.
I need to go to Iowa.
And plant my flag in the biggest booty I can find.
Well, high five my big booty sister.
So, Cassie, before we let you go, where can people catch up with you?
So, you can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, at Cass Can't Cook. Not Cass Can Cook, but Can't with a T. I'm doing all sorts of things all the time. I'm blogging www.casscantcook.com. You can keep up with me there, and I will continue to heckle you on Twitter.
You can heckle me all you want.
Everybody does.
I will do so.
Shut up, Joe. Well, Cassie, thank you for taking the time.
Thank you, Cassie.
Great story. We're going to keep up with you, and we'll talk to you soon. Take care, Cassie.
Sounds good. You too. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Cassie Peterson, everybody. Don't go anywhere. More Den coming up. Ugh. Edit. Yuck. We're back. You're listening to Davin's Den, filling the void. So that was fun talking with Cassie.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's a good time. I like her. So she was on one reality show. There's other reality shows out there. I watched them a lot. Pip, do you watch them?
Yeah, I do.
You watch reality shows?
Some of them. Yeah, the
you
auto...
like Ice Road Truckers. I know you like that.
Ice Road Truckers. Also the car reality shows like
Jay Leno's Garage.
Jay Leno's Garage. Yeah, there's another three. Excuse me, but I watch those guys too.
What do you watch?
There's a bunch of them. I mean, I like the American Pickers.
Pickers? The, American Pickers.
Yeah, they go and find things.
Yeah,
in
of course
garage.
You do. They're your inspiration.
They are. They're funny. Like, yeah, it's like, come, look at my house. Find something interesting and expensive. And but
yeah,
also,
you're going to be on Do you watch Hoarders?
No.
No. I'm buried alive.
Too close to home?
Yes, and I find it incredibly stressful. I find it stressful when they have animal abuse issues. I can't.
No, just because there's
can't.
Dead kittens every place.
And when they find something really gross, like a closet full of used diapers, I just, I, oh.
Toughest part is moving everything off your TV set so you can watch it.
Moving my used diapers off of the TV. I'm sorry.
I watch, like, I watch MasterChef.
Yeah,
I watch like all Chef Ramsay stuff. I watch the cooking shows like the Top Chef on with Calicchio. What else do I watch? I like the ones on Discovery when they're left out in the wild. I like some of them.
Yes,
oh yeah,
Naked
and Wild.
Naked and not Naked and Wild. That'd be a good one too.
Yeah, that would be.
Naked and Afraid.
Yeah, that's the one.
So
yes.
Yeah, I watch Deadliest Catch.
Okay.
Deadliest Catch is good.
I like what is that guy with the river? The River Monsters.
Oh, I don't watch. River Monsters.
Oh, yeah, River. Yeah, that guy. Yeah.
Do you think most people realize that's not really real?
No.
I mean, I suspend belief.
I just suspend disbelief. I watched The Real Housewives, and I know a lot of that was just cooked up.
Well, the one thing that really, when they had the guys that had the stills and the backyard stills, and he's like, "Y'all be very quiet. Nobody knows this hair stills here. You're on TV."
Tell the camera crew to stop filming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We all know it's here.
Yeah.
We're going to break some down for you. You remember the show Breaking Amish?
Yes.
I remember that. This follows five young people from this was on TLC, and which always puts stellar shows on.
Oh, I know.
Duggars, we're looking at you. Honey Boo Boo? What? Anyway. So it follows young people from Amish and Mennonite communities as they begin to explore a more secular lifestyle in Manhattan. Because they do have a period of time where they can go out into the real world and decide if they want to come back to their lifestyle.
Rumspringa.
I'm thirsty, thanks.
A rum chata. I like that, too.
Nice.
So shortly after the first episode air, news came out that many of the cast members had already left their communities long before joining up with the production. So the whole theme of it is a farce.
Yes, it was completely... And two of them already had a baby together.
Really?
Yeah.
And so the whole thing is... the whole premise of the show is you're supposed to be seeing them experience these things for the first time.
Right.
But they're old hat at it.
Yeah, meanwhile they got an apartment in Soho for 2 years.
Yeah.
They got an agent.
Yeah.
Totally nonsense.
I mean, I think it makes the whole show a farce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen some of these. Travel Channel's Ghost Adventures. This would be something right up your alley.
You know what? I can't stand watching those shows.
Why?
Sitting around waiting for people with, you know, the glowing eyes in the dark and going, "What was that?" Every time a stair creaks. Oh, please.
They never find anything on those shows.
They never find anything.
They do. There was a light. Did you see it?
Yeah. Ugh.
Yeah.
So a cast member, Aaron Goodwin, was fired in 2014 after he appeared on the podcast Are We Alone and explained how the network staged reactions and ghostly sound effects when the footage they shot wasn't exciting enough.
Of course they
do. So for people like you, because you have these high demands, like, all right, we're going to make crap up.
Ghostly sound effects. All right, you're boo.
It's not Booberry, stupid. It's a ghost.
Well, that's why they showed it. That's why it was a hoax. It wasn't an authentic boo.
Rattle a bowl and a spoon at him. See what happens.
Yeah.
So he says, if we film all night long and came back with uneventful material, they actually make us go back and act out scenes. It's sickening, really. This started off as a real thing. It's just not consistent and active enough for the big shots at the network.
Yeah.
All right. It's the Travel Channel. How big are the big shots?
Yeah,
really. So he says they basically turned us into liars. We have been committing a fraud.
Yeah, well...
You gotta like how a ghost hunter has integrity.
Well, you know what? We've had
a ghost hunter on the show.
Yes, we have. Yeah. And they really do try to be very accurate in their findings.
Yeah.
They're not liars.
A little delusional maybe, but not liars.
Look, if you believe in it or you don't believe in it, but they do believe in it, and they're trying to be as accurate as possible.
Yeah.
They're not liars.
This is one that I watch in the hotel when I don't have the good movie channels. Porn Stars.
Oh, yeah.
I watch that one. This is a blog post from 2011 Reels, one episode scam in which a quote customer named Rod brings in an expensive 1960 Les Paul guitar, while an expert is called in to help appraise it. As the blogger discovered, both the customer and the expert actually worked together at a nearby guitar store in Las Vegas.
I can't stand watching Chumley. Somebody that stupid has to be put out of their misery.
Why?
I
we make radio shows with it.
I know.
On any given Tuesday.
I cannot bear it.
But, you know, sometimes you can see why that could be scripted, because you got to see the crap people are probably logging in.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's stuff that Pip's house. Did you believe? Do you believe it's real? Did you believe?
No, I think a lot of it's staged.
Yeah, I do.
A porn star? Sure.
Kind of defeats the purpose.
It's like, oh, and they have experts on call to come down and take a look at stuff. The experts are like, pay me. I'm not coming down to your shop every 2 minutes.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, when we were working out west, I went past the place.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
On purpose?
Yeah. We were in Vegas. Well, actually, no. I was in Vegas. I went on the strip, and I went past the place. You could see the line coming out of the place.
Yeah.
So, you know.
They filming or just?
No, it was just people coming in. But you would think once that show actually got rolling, you would think there'd be lines like that with people lugging all sorts of things in.
I would think I would go someplace else. These guys never give you what it's worth.
Mm. But actually, everybody has tourists go in there because now it's become like a tourist trap with T-shirts and caps and stuff.
No, that's not really a tourist trap unless Joe buys a T-shirt.
I like T-shirts. What can I tell you?
There's nothing wrong with that. So, all right. So, I guess that's a farce, too.
Yeah.
All right. When we come back, Joe has a fresh You Stink. You're listening to Davin's Den. Don't go anywhere. There's a place I We are back. You're listening to Davin's Den, filling the void. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. So, Joe.
Yes.
I was on your Facebook page earlier today.
Yes.
As I like to make sure you're doing what you should be doing, whatever that is.
Yes. Being monitored.
Yes, you're being monitored. I like to cyber stalk you. And I saw once again you were released into the wild.
Yes.
And there was a problem and you have a new You Stink?
Yeah, I most certainly do.
All right. Well, let's play You Saying You Stink, and then we'll get to your You Stink.
You stink.
You've heard it from you.
Yes. From this horse. There is. I
really gotta love a story that starts with a sigh.
I wrote a blog several months ago where I said, if you listen carefully, you could hear God laugh. Okay, the brakes on my truck were shot. Grinding, you could hear metal to metal.
Ooh.
And I'm like, I really need to get these brakes done today. It was last night, and I really hurt. They were really awful because it was a nice night. After excruciating weather, you can actually roll the windows down. I'm hearing every time I'm braking this really bad grinding sound.
Oh, awful.
Right. So I have the show tonight. I also have band rehearsal on Thursday. And Joe's girl was also saying, you should get your brakes fixed.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right. So what I did was.
She wants you to live, unlike the other one.
Yes. The other one's
like, you should get them cut.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a really good sign.
Yes. So what I did was I had to go to the day program today. And I figured what I will do is I will get to the repair place very early, get the car in. And I'm fine. I'm supposed to be at the day program at 8:00. I was actually at the day program at 8:14. Great. I'm doing fine. All right. They work on the truck. They say, all right, you need new brake pads, but they're covered. You got to cover the labor. We'll change the brake fluid. I go, also, my low tire pressure light's on somewhere. Could you take a look at that? And could you change the oil?
Yeah. Great.
So I get a call at about 1:30.
Did they give you a loaner car? Or?
No, I had to take a cab.
Oh.
Yeah. So I get thieves. I get a call at 1:30. Mr. Curry, your car is done. I go to pick up the car.
Another cab. It's not cheap.
No. It's $18 in cabs. So then I get in the car. I go around the block. It's making a horrendous grinding sound. Why is it doing that? I don't know. I bring it back in. I go, it's making a grinding sound. Well, just drive around the block again. Maybe they're trying to fix
the dust. There's dust in
there. Well, they say, well, there's over the calipers, there's a cover. So I'm trying to push that in. I go around the block again. It's making horrendous sound again.
Ooh.
I bring it back in and I go, it's making a sound. Can I take a ride? So I go in. Next thing you know, they put it up on the lift. They take it off the lift. Two guys are looking at it. It goes back on the lift.
Never good when there's a crowd around your car and it's on the lift.
Yeah,
really. And somebody's like scratching his chin. That's really bad.
Up on the lift it goes again. Back down. Now I'm sitting there for an hour. I go, what's going on? We had to get you another rotor, which goes on the side of the car. I go, well, why didn't you wouldn't have road tested it? I've been here an hour and a half. So I get done with that, and then I get back on the road. The tire pressure light's on. I go, yeah, hi, the tire pressure light's still on. It'll go off. No, the only thing that's going off is me.
Yeah.
All right?
Sometimes it does go off. Sometimes it does if you shut it off and turn it on, but I guess that didn't
happen. No.
Here.
Also, they changed the oil, they said, but they never reset it. So what happens on the truck is if it gets down to a certain level, the truck starts signaling stuff. When the oil was changed, now I have to go back.
Oh, no.
And now I am livid that why wouldn't you take the truck and give it a road test? Road test, go around the block. You only have to go around the block. Oh, what's that noise?
Joe. They have to look at it. They all have to gather around and look at other cars on the left.
I'm not sitting there eating bonbons myself. So I'm missing time of the day. So I get back an hour and a half later. And now I got phone call, where you been, blah, blah, blah. So it's like you stink.
Would you like to name the place?
Yeah. No. We'll keep it. It rhymes with Avis.
Was it an ex-girlfriend of yours on the scamming portion of the show?
No, yes.
Oh. All right. Donald Trump's doctor's note. Don't go anywhere. Back the den, you knew that. Last portion of the show. So when you're going to run for office, it's good to have a doctor write a note and say, hey, you're fit as a fiddle, everything's going to be fine.
Because people worry.
Sure, we worry about these type of things. Donald Trump, this actually came out months ago, end of last year. And I remember hearing it at the time, and I go, well, that's kind of funny. It doesn't sound like any doctor I know. But I didn't think much of it. So I'm going to read the doctor's letter as it's written. And then there was another doctor, Dr. Jennifer Gunter, who picked it apart.
Okay.
The way I would pick apart a scam letter.
Yeah.
So this is Jacob Borenstein, M.D., Harold N. Borenstein, M.D. They're in New York. The website is haroldborensteinmd.com. They include their email address, which is a Gmail address. To whom my concern?
Oh, no.
That's not good. I have been the personal physician of Mr. Donald J. Trump since 1980. His previous physician was my father, Dr. Jacob Borenstein. Over the past 39 years, I am pleased to report that Mr. Trump has had no significant medical problems. Mr. Trump has had a recent complete medical examination that showed only positive results. He's got the HIV, Joe. Your man's got the HIV.
Oops.
Actually, his blood pressure, 110 over 65, and laboratory test results were astonishingly excellent. We did not think he was going to be this good. Over the past 12 months, he has lost at least 15 pounds. Mr. Trump takes 81 milligrams of aspirin daily and a low dose of statin. I believe that's cholesterol medicine, right?
Mm. I don't know
yes,
what that
statin,
is.
Statin, yeah.
His PSA, public service announcement? No. His PSA test score is 0.15, very low. His physical strength and stamina are extraordinary. The man can go for hours.
Did his nurse write that portion?
I think so. Little Donald's not so little, and he can go all night long. Mr. Trump has suffered no form of cancer, has never had a hip, knee, or shoulder replacement, or any other orthopedic surgery. His only surgery was an appendectomy at age 10. His cardiovascular status is excellent. He has no history of ever using alcohol or tobacco products. He talks about that all the time.
Okay.
So, I mean, I guess he's taking his word for it, but Trump's been consistent with that.
I actually didn't realize that.
Yes. If elected, Mr. Trump, I can state unequivocally, will be the healthiest individual ever elected to the presidency. Ever! Ever!
How does he know how healthy Grover Cleveland was?
Joe, yeah. you
see pictures of Grover Cleveland.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Bad example.
Harold N. Borenstein, MD, FACG, Department of Medicine, Section of Gastroenterology, Lenox Hill Hospital, New York. All right, so like I said, doctor, right away there's red flags. You don't start. If I'm going to write a letter for a presidential candidate, I'm going to make sure my opening sentence doesn't read, to whom my concern? Unless I'm writing it with Belinda, you know, my African
right.
scammer. Unless we're working together.
In Ghana.
Yeah. You know, this is kind of important. Donald Trump's kind of a big deal, and he's running for kind of a big position.
Was your template a Nigerian scammer letter?
Aye.
Well, you know how doctors write.
Well, yes, lovely. Stupidly. So this is essentially...
It was written by Dr. Bon Jovi.
Yes.
Yeah. Funny.
I've gotten emails from scam victims that think that they're talking to real generals or military people. And I go through it and I pick it apart.
Right.
And I show them exactly how it's not and why it's wrong and why they shouldn't believe it. And a doctor did that with this letter.
Oh, great.
So I'm not saying it's right or wrong. Mm-hmm. I'll let you judge.
Okay.
So she said the header has a non-working website, and she says doctors don't include email addresses in their headers.
Oh, I wouldn't have thought of that.
Right, but she would.
But the non-working website?
I would provide a working website. Joe, would you agree with that?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Look, I know how fussy you are that your website works. She goes, the email is Gmail. To me, she goes, this is akin to her. Oh, this is me. This is what I wrote. Remember Evan Spencer with Juliana Avalos?
Yeah.
And we laughed. How we had that AOL How we had that AOL account and a crap website.
He must be a big time lawyer.
Yes. Well, he was suing Match.com for $1 billion. So,
a bazillion dollars.
So under his signature, Bornstein lists himself as part of the section of gastroenterology at Lenox Hill Hospital. Lenox Hill has a division, not a section, and Bornstein is not listed as a member.
Oh my! Oh man, to use such easily. Findable things.
I'm telling you, he's working in Ghana. And there is no Department of Medicine. There is a Division of General Internal Medicine. Bornstein's not a member of that either.
Oh, man.
As we said, the letter starts with a typo. No doctor describes tests only as positive results or astonishingly excellent. I mean, when you hear that, that made me think Donald Trump was writing it, because he likes to use words like that.
Astonishingly excellent.
What is this, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure?
My God, look at these results.
They're astonishing.
I thought you were a bag of fat and pus, but these are astonishingly excellent.
Like it's Madame Curie looking at it. Look at these astonishing results.
She calls only positive results gibberish, as some tests are good if they are positive and some are bad if they are positive. Some results are binary and not positive or negative. She says doctors don't say laboratory test results.
No.
She says that's something you would hear in a soap opera. And that's something a scammer would do to make it sound more official.
Right.
Doctors don't say test score. They just give results.
Mm-hmm.
So she questions how Trump's strength and stamina were tested. Well, I have an idea.
So do I, noise.
She calls it very vague, and she says she has never heard of a stamina test. She's not watching the movies I am. An internist may test muscle strength, which is true, mm-hmm. but the results are graded on 0 to 5, with 5 being normal, not extraordinary.
And everybody's heard of a stress test.
Yes.
But it's not called a stamina test.
No. And we all picked up on healthiest individual ever elected to the presidency. Really? Is he?
But I assert with unequivocal, you know, no doctor is going to put that much on the line. They're all afraid of malpractice. They always equivocate. They're not going to, positively,
look, no. Catherine Avanci wrote me better notes to get out of gym in high school. That was more convincing.
Really?
So Joe, you're the Trumpster on the show. Is this written by a scammer, a doctor, or Donald? What do you think?
I don't know who. I think it was probably written by somebody on staff. When you first read the letter,
who's staff? Trump's?
Yeah. When you first read this thing, you're like, what's all the fuss about? Then you read it and like, oh, I see why. So yeah, it's kind of a little far fetched on that.
If I got this from a potential scam victim, I would say this is a scammer.
Absolutely.
I would say I need to trace this email address. I don't think this is coming from New York.
Yeah, you would take that apart and say this is not real.
Yeah. Joe, anything coming up?
Nothing.
Perfect. As always, you can listen to the complete show on davinsden.com. And, of course, you can follow the radio show on Twitter, at Davinsden. You can follow me on Twitter, at Davin Comedy. Like us on Facebook, Davinsden. Joe, what's your Twitter handle?
Plankfoot@twitter.com.
Pip?
Pip Helix.
All right. This has been fun. Thank you guys for hanging out. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, keep on listening.